Hello. You must be our male star. Hi. I've been waiting for you to get here. Late? Oh, no. You're right on time. How was your drive in? Traffic not too bad, I hope. Good. It is such a gorgeous day, isn't it? I'm Peach, by the way. Nice to meet you. I have been assigned as your special PA for today's shoot, so basically that means anything and everything you need. That's what I'm here for. And this is your debut, correct? Never been on screen before. Okay. A little nervous. It's completely understandable. But I don't want you to worry about that, okay? Like I said, it's my job to take good care of you and make sure things go smoothly for all. Right, so you're ready to get started? Perfect. So what I need you to do first is go right in through there and freshen up. You can take a shower if you wish. Okay. And while you do that, I'm going to get your papers in order and then we'll get you settled in, okay? Sound good? Great. Yes, right through there. And there you are. You clean up well. You feeling okay? Good. I want to thank you for bringing all of your paperwork with you. That definitely makes my job a little bit easier. I can give you these back, your birth certificate, health status certificate. Yeah, we can't do anything without those, so I really appreciate you having everything together. Doesn't always happen that way. So now, I know you just got dressed, but I actually have to do a visual health check on you. Would you mind stripping down again for me? Thank you. I'm just checking for standard things. Rashes, bruises, like surface injuries that may be visible on the skin. Tattoos that we may not be aware of. I just want to make sure everything's going to look good on camera. Don't worry. Yeah, just stand right there. And go ahead and turn around slowly for me. Lift your arms up above your head. Okay, now face me. Perfect. Just going to need to clean up your neckline a little bit, okay? Just a little scraggly back there. I'd just like to give it a little bit of tidying. Yeah, I know it's probably really hard to get. Would you mind if I trim it? Just a little bit. Okay, thank you. Let me grab the trimmers. You can go ahead and just get your pants back on. Just leave your shirt off until I get this done, okay? Okay. Go ahead and tilt your head forward for me. Perfect. I'm just going to clean up this line here. There we go. It's perfect. And you can go ahead and get your shirt on now if you like. So, did you happen to see the girls you'll be working with when you came in? Gorgeous, aren't they? I know. Well, I have to say, for your first time filming, you couldn't get two better actresses. As I was saying, I believe, yeah, both of them are from Europe. I've worked with both of them before, but this is the first time together. Angelique, she's the tall one with the long black hair. She is French. And Molly, the blonde, I think she's from Prague. I can't quite remember. Anyway, they're both very sweet and have really good work ethic. it's important. You don't always find it, but with both of them, it's really authentic. Angelique has these gorgeous eyes and a stunning body. She's been in the industry, I think, a couple of years now. But she's professional. She knows exactly what to do. Yeah, you'll be in good hands with her. Actually, the pun was intended. And then Molly, she's quite new, but she's a natural. She loves sex, really comes across on camera. And she just brings a really great attitude. She does have gorgeous breasts. You noticed those, did you? Well, you'd be happy to know she knows how to handle a cock. So, as I said, definitely in good hands. They're both quite different, but they complement each other very well. I think the contrast between the two will make for really good chemistry on film. Yeah. How are you doing so far? Any questions for me? The script. Did you have much of a chance to look at it? It's true. You only have a couple of lines, but I don't want you to feel bad about it. They didn't do that because they didn't think you were capable. They actually do that because, well, one, it's porn. There's not a whole lot of speaking lines. But especially with you being new to the studio, they didn't want to add any pressure of having to memorize a lot of dialogue. With you being on camera first time, yeah. The focus really is going to be on your physical performance. Oh, don't look so nervous. You're going to do fantastic. You will, I promise you. I have a sense about these things. I do. The story. Let me see. You are the model for a life drawing class, means you'll be in the nude. Molly is one of the students in the class, and she's really turned on by you. To the point that she calls her friend Angelique about this gorgeous model posing nude for her class, and invites her to come and see right away. And then when Angelique gets there, she discovers that you're the guy she caught cheating on her last year. Mm-hmm. So, deliciously, the girls decide to get revenge on you by putting on a girly show. It starts slowly, you know, playfully, locking the door, lots of teasing you, until they both get so into it that they invite you to join them. And you'll do what you do, and then it will end with you having come in your beard, and the girls are nowhere to be found, of course, which at that point the teacher will return. Actually, no, it ends there with you being dismissed for being a pervert. I know, it's porn. What are you going to do? It's not always meant to make sense. It's always meant to look really sexy. So, yes, about everyone looking good and coming, to be quite honest. We should probably discuss the choreography. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, I promise you. I know you're nervous, but just trust me, okay? The director on this one, he really likes to choreograph every move. So there's going to be little discretion on your part. Yeah, you'll know every move expected of you. So that'll give you a little bit of relief. It might change, which he will let you know. But the way it was laid out to me, you will start masturbating when the girls are teasing you. You know, they'll be kissing each other, giving you sultry looks as they undress each other and kiss, start touching each other, sucking each other's breasts before going into full 69 in front of you. And then Angelique will come over to you, start kissing you, licking and sucking your nipples. And Molly will come up behind you, kissing your neck and your shoulders, before she reaches down to stroke you from behind for a few minutes. And then Angelique will move down to lick your balls at the same time. And then both girls will demand you return the favor. So they will get on all fours in front of you, so you can lick and finger their beautiful arses and pussies. And so they both come, and then they will beg you to fuck each of them. Briefly, we'll slide your cock into their pussies while they are displayed on all fours. And then Molly will want to climb on top and ride you, so we can get shots of her perfect tits bouncing oh so happily from the delicious ride you're giving her. Well, she talks dirty about how tight her sweet cunt is and how much she loves riding your cock. And at the same time, Angelique will sit on your face, facing Molly, and she will ride your tongue mercilessly while you reach up and play with her tits. Both girls will orgasm once in those positions, and then Molly will stroke you until you shoot your salty load into Angelique's mouth. Then the girls will swap your cum between their mouths messily, kissing, cum dribbling out of their mouths and down their chins as they both kiss you, which is exactly how your cum ends up in your own beard. Yes. It does sound like a sweet sticky mess, and a gorgeous one at that. And that's when the teacher returns as the girls disappear off camera. And voila, you're fired. The end. It sounds like fun, right? Oh, listen, I know you're nervous. I can see it. I can feel it. And you know, we do have a few minutes before you're needed on set. So if you like, I can help you calm down a bit. I can give you a helping hand, or hands, if you will, and get rid of some of the pressure and the jitters before you go out there. Well, actually, it's part of my job. But with someone as handsome as you, it's also a perk. So if you like, I can just reach down here and pull that gorgeous cock of yours out. Yeah, like that. Just give him a little lube here. Start getting him some love. Does that feel good? I've been horny since you walked in. Yes, really. In fact, why don't you stand up and take those clothes off? You're going to be wearing a robe out there anyway. Yeah. There you go. I'm going to just get on my knees in front of you here so I can... help you relax a little bit. As good as it looks. Oh. All right, I really want to keep doing that, but I'm not allowed to let you come. So, tell you what. Why don't you turn around and bend over the table a little for me? It'll give me more access to your balls and that perfect arse of yours. You don't mind if I lick both of them a little bit, do you? Good. Because there is nothing sexier to me than a man loving ass play. I could do this all day. Oh, but I'm a greedy girl. I want that cock back in my throat. And like I said, don't you dare come, by the way. I'll be fired for sure if you do. Quick, get that robe on and get out there. They're going to love how hard you are already. Yes, promise you. Go on. Oh, you're going to be brilliant. Get that gorgeous body and that oh so perfect dick out there. And I'll be out there cheering you on from the side, okay? Have fun.